Finding your way in a new school is always tough, especially when you don't have a crew of your own.
Dude, how great is sailing?
Nick, yo, I saw Puffy wearing boat shoes the other day. He looked tight. Boat shoes are functional footwear with a purpose. Obviously, you've never tried to raise the jib on wet teak.
Culturally, we didn't have anything in common, which is why it meant so much when I finally found someone I could identify with.
Did I tell you my dad knows L.L. Bean? Leroy Bean.
I love L.L. Bean.
But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's roll this story back.
Mom, wake up!
Ah!
Who died? Who died?
What? No, I made you breakfast in bed.
What do you want?
Okay, just hear me out. There's a Beastie Boys concert this weekend, and
no,
I want to...
I am not letting you go to a rap concert.
What's wrong with the rap concert? It's the music of the time.
See? Dad gets it.
Okay, Louis, I know you like to be good cop, but somebody has to wield the hammer in this family.
No, they don't. We could both be good cops. Like that movie, Good Cops.
It's no such movie.
Yes, Mom. They're rappers. But they're white rappers.
White. Eddie, we have been through this before, and the answer is always the same.
But they're sort of Asian.
No.
But he's a doctor.
No.
You're always talking about the year of a dog.
That's a stretch. No. Eddie, I just don't understand you. The music you listen to, the way you talk, your clothes.
Why can't you support something that I like for once?
Why can't you be a good Chinese boy like Ivan and Emery? They both study hard, play violin, wear button-up shirts properly. Not like you, buttoning the top button and letting the rest flap out like a cape.
That's called being a G, Mom.
Why do you want to be a letter that's only worth 2 points in Scrabble?
Q is better.
I'm sure you all know why I gather you here. Mitch has decided to take a lateral position at the Golden Saddle. As far as I'm concerned, he no longer exists.
Has anyone seen my astronaut pen? Nancy?
I never should have slept with you.
Okay, well, if anyone sees my pen in Nancy's purse, let me know. Oh.
Don't worry about it, Mitch. Despite your betrayal, you were here when I opened this place, and I'll never forget that.
Thanks.
It's time to forget about Mitch. I'm going to start setting up interviews for a new host.
Oh, I'd be interested in the job.
Come on.
Well, Eddie, I'm sure you're wondering why you're in here today.
If this is about the clay sculpture I made...
No, Mrs. Uveda has an active imagination, and that's why she's the art teacher. I've chosen you to be a first-day friend for a new student. Show them around the school, teach them the ropes.
But I've only been here for a few months.
More than enough time. Plus, I think you and the new student, Philip, might have some things in common.
Like what?
Let's just say I feel like you have mutual interests and experiences.
He's Chinese, isn't he?
What? No. Is he? Gosh, I'm not sure. Let's... Shauna, could you send in Philip?
Sure. Which one is he? There's a few kids out here.
You know, Philip.
I'm gonna need more than that. What does he look like?
Well, Philip is here to meet Eddie Huang. Huang.
Principal Hunter, if you could be more specific, I can get you what you need.
Here's an idea. Just say the name Philip and whoever stands up, send them in. Because that's probably Philip.
I couldn't have been happier. This was the first Chinese kid I'd met since moving from D.C. Finally, I had a crew.
Yo, what's up, Philip?
I'm Eddie. It's a pleasure to meet you, Eddie.
Come on, I'll show you around.
Was that Philip?
And I have no idea what happens in this room either.
The sign on the door says library.
Looks like someone's got a twin.
Looks like somebody's outnumbered.
Anyways, I've been running my mouth for this whole time. Where's your family from?
Hunan?
Jerusalem.
I was adopted by Jewish parents. My last name is Goldstein.
Oh, that's cool. We both eat Chinese food on Christmas, and our parents are super pushy. Okay. What kind of stuff are you into? You like the Beastie Boys?
I prefer musicals.
Shaq?
Tolstoy.
Blink.
Investments.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Can't watch TV on Fridays because of Shabbat.
Hanging with God. Stinky tofu?
Gefilte fish.
Stinky tofu sounds repulsive. We don't like each other, do we?
I find your company undesirable.
Look who's best friends. This is gonna get my ex-wife back for sure.
After spending a day showing Philip around, I figured my time was done, and that would be that. But I was wrong.
Philip, go over there and work with Eddie. I feel like you two will have great chemistry together.
The pun gun is set to laugh.
Okay, pair up with the person next to you for stretches. Eddie, you pair up with Philip.
But he's not even next to me.
Lucky for you, I have a soft spot for best friends. Okay, let's open up those hammies.
I even told Principal Hunter about the whole thing, feeling kind of racist.
In response to complaints of racism, I now commence the first meeting of the Pacific Rim Club. You now have a safe haven to celebrate your unique culture. I'm leaving you a box of watercolors and parchment if you choose to express yourself through monumental landscape painting.
Meat is murder.
Again, I don't know why you interview for this position, but thank you. We'll keep your resume on file.
Beg your pardon, sir. Name's Wyatt. I noticed your help wanted sign. Position still open?
Depends. You got any experience?
Well, starting in 89, I spent 2 years on a cattle ranch in Big Sky Country, getting to know every part of these delicious creatures. After that, I did a 4-year stint, Mater Dean at Spago. Who am I kidding? I'm sorry for wasting your time, mister.
Oh, wait. You got the job.
Well, golly.
All right. Don't have the hat.
That's my ride. Later, nerd.
Who is this?
Oh, he's nobody. Let's...
Another Chinese boy in school? Hey, come on. Let's give you a ride home.
It's quite all right. I'm just waiting for the late bus.
Nonsense. Eddie, get in the back.
I appreciate the ride, Miss Wong. Give me more time to finish my homework before music lessons.
Oh, what instrument do you play?
Cello.
Orchestral?
Solo.
Practice?
Daily.
How much?
5 times perfect in a row. If I make a mistake on the 5th time, I start over.
Yes.
I raised the table, sir. Noticed a couple wobblers over there, so I balanced them out with some scrap wood. And also, I hope you don't mind, I edited the sticker in the window to make it say, no boots, no shirt, no service.
Right. Oh, I was looking at the menus, and I noticed you moved the daily specials insert.
Yes, sir. Made it better. I reckon having the specials on the left makes it the first thing a customer sees. A little trick I learned at the Quattro Seasons in Cabo. This was a mess before.
It's great. Oh, welcome to Cattleman's Ranch with a beautiful family.
Oh, thank you.
This way. And allow me.
Oh!
Ma'am?
Wow. And these specials look so good.
Eddie, will you sign this petition? Mr. Hedgehog is running for mayor. Evan and I are learning about the government in school this week.
Your hedgehog is stupid.
You made a powerful enemy today.
Eddie, I thought I heard you come home.
How was Philip's day today? Did you give him the snack I packed for him in your lunch?
I did. He hated it.
So much ginger, I knew it.
Do we have to talk about this right now?
Oh, but there's so much to talk about. Mrs. Goldstein called to thank me for giving Philip a ride home yesterday. A Chinese boy with Jewish parents. The world is an amazing place.
Yeah, Mom. Everything about Philip's amazing. I get it.
Eddie, I am sorry that I keep talking about him. I'm just excited for you to have a good Chinese boy to hang out with. Now you two can look out for each other.
Yeah.
That's true. It's just a shame you won't let me go to the Beastie Boys concert. Philip is a big fan and needs someone to go with.
Philip is going? Oh, well, that changes everything. You can go.
Thanks, Mom.
We could talk about it with him tonight.
Say what now?
The Goldsteins invited us over for dinner. Hospitality isn't dead. What a family. What a great family.
Call this one here the wedding ring.
Oh, yeah. Always with the lasso.
Hey, Louis.
Mitch, what are you doing here?
I was just out for an afternoon pedal. Figured I'd pop in.
Oh, well, you look good.
Well, thanks. You know, they're paying me more at the Golden Saddle, so picked up a 10-speed and, you know, just been hitting the open road. You know, I've only been doing it for 2 days, but it has totally changed my body. Mm. You look good, too.
Haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Start going to a black barbershop. They have fun there, let me tell you.
He's like, oh,
what's that? There we go.
The restaurant's been doing great since I left.
Oh, yeah. Why, it's been really great.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Honestly, I kind of miss that. Things have been a little too perfect around here. It's almost annoying.
I want to
come back.
Oh, thank God. The Golden Saddle is so corporate. They don't treat individuals like themselves. It's all about the bottom line.
They drug test, don't they?
Yeah.
Put in your 2 weeks' notice, I'll fire Wyatt.
Really?
Thank
you.
Wyatt.
Yes, sir.
This is hard for me to say, but there's no way around it. I love what you bring to Cattleman's Ranch. You're doing a great job. No notes.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Oh, that means a lot. Thank you. All right, who wants to see the Texas skip?
Anymore.
I know what you're doing. I'm not going to fire Wyatt for you.
It's just that you're so naturally confrontational.
Thank you. But you always do this. You always want to be the good cop, so you bring me in to wield the hammer, do your own dirty work.
But you're so good at getting us hotel upgrades.
Shh. An angel is among us. Amazing, Philip. Amazing. I wanted Eddie to play the cello, but he wanted to play the beatbox instead. Oh, Eddie, stop spitting to your hands. Philip's music is just so elegant. I'm surprised he likes the Beastie.
Do I smell food? Let's eat.
Thanks for turning off the stove for me, Jessica. These Shabbat dinners are a little tricky for us.
What's Shabbat? Well, Shabbat is the Jewish day of rest. We're prohibited from doing certain things from Friday night to Saturday night. Turning electrical devices like the stove on and off. Handling money. Putting flowers in water.
It kind of sounds like your gremlins from the movie Gremlins.
Emery.
What happens if you get water on you?
Evan.
Believe me, we'd love to let some of these rules slide, but our Philip is just so strict with us.
I know the feeling. We got one in our house, too.
I believe that if you're going to do something, do it right.
Yes.
Take it easy, Mom.
You are so responsible, Philip. This is exactly why I feel so good about you two going to the Beastie Boys concert tomorrow night.
Absolutely, Mrs. Huang. It's going to be a great time.
Did you just go to the bathroom in the dark because of Shabbat?
Yeah, I read Charles did.
Why'd you go along with my lie about the Beastie Boys concert?
Because I have a proposition for you. I'll go to your silly rap show tomorrow night if you bring me to a matinee performance of Les Miserables earlier that day.
Look at this. A couple of buddies scheming about who knows what. I love it. Don't tell me anything about it. I'll be in the bathroom.
I need you to take me to Les Mis because the rules of Shabbat forbid my parents from driving me, and I can't handle money, so I can't buy tickets and a proper souvenir.
And how is that my problem?
It's not, but it's your only way to see the Beastie Boys.
Fine, you got yourself a deal.
Sloppy. So, Les Mis, you're going to want to clean this up.
Okay, so I have to fire this cowboy host at work, and I need your help. We're going to do a little role play. I'll be the boss, and you're the employee I'm firing, okay? Evan, I call you in here today. Hold on, your face is too cute. I can't fire that face. Be more serious. But that's even cuter. You're excused. Go, 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 go. Emery, though I do value your work,
My butt fell off.
What?
My butt fell off. You can't fire me. This is the only job I can do without a butt. I got no butt.
But then I can't fire you.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Mrs. Goldstein and I talked, and the plan is simple. After the musical, you walk to the concert venue. It's only 3 blocks away.
Mitch? I know. Stick together and look out for each other.
Okay, and here's some money for souvenirs and snacks.
Why are you giving it to Philip?
Oh, honey, because I trust him more.
Actually, I can't handle any money today. Shabbat. Eddie, could you grab that and put it in my pocket? Careful not to confuse a pocket for a pleat. They're pressed and they're deep. God, I love the mezzanine. Bravo! Thank God it's finally over.
It's a permission.
I feel my life has peaked too early.
I'm going to the bathroom. When I get back, I'm reaching in your pocket, paying for your dumb shirt, and we're going to the BC Boys.
They're doing Follies in the spring? Yes, please.
It is great to be back, boss.
It is so great to have you back, Mitch. So the first thing I need you to do is fire Wyatt.
You're joking.
I know why you think that I am a jokester, but no, seriously, you're going to have to do it.
Okay, yeah, I'll do it. I mean, yeah, can't wait to do it.
Great. I leave at 5:30, so do it at 5:35. I want to be on the highway when it's happening.
Adios, Wyatt.
Philip?
You lose Philip. You were supposed to look out for each other.
I don't know, Mom. I'm sorry.
What if somebody took him?
Don't say that.
Who wouldn't want him? He's perfect.
Okay, we just have to tell the Goldsteins the truth. And so you know I'm going to put most of the blame on you. Not because I want to, but for legal purposes.
Philip.
Oh, thank God.
Hello, Mrs. Huang. Edwin.
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, I got to the front of the merchandise line and you weren't back. But then I realized it was nightfall. Shabbat was over.
I thought that ended at midnight.
I'm a devout Jew, not Cinderella. So I bought this gorgeous shirt myself and caught the bus home.
You were supposed to go to the concert with me.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
You just left him? Philip, you should be ashamed of yourself. Eddie gave up going to his concert to look for you, and you broke your promise to him. You are very selfish. You are not a good Chinese boy. Eddie is.
Nice, Mom. Now drop the mic and let's go.
Drop the mic? Who is Mike?
Microphone, Mom. It means you were awesome.
Not gonna lie. What my mom did back there surprised me. But what she did next surprised me even more. She took me to see the Beastie Boys the very next night in Tampa.
Thank God that's finally over.
Well, that was just the opening act.
Man, that was awesome!
So like I was saying, finding your bearings in a new school is always tough.
Obviously, you've never tried to raise the jib on wet teak.
Which is why it means so much when you finally find someone you identify with.
Can't keep me down, Goldstein.
You're a Philistine, Huang.
But sometimes, the more meaningful way to connect with somebody isn't the most obvious one.
Saw the Beastie Boys too?
Hell yeah, I did! It was ew!
I can't believe that opened with Eggman.
I mean, crazy, right?
Check us out.
An Asian kid and a black kid bonding over music by white Jewish rappers. America's crazy.
Hi, welcome to Cattleman's Ranch. May I get you a table or a booth?
Would you like me to lasso you a couple seats at the bar?
Oh, lasso, please.
What's Wyatt still doing here?
I couldn't fire him. Those dimples.
Look, it's okay. We'll just be co-hosts.
Okay, well, then you two are splitting a salary.
Wyatt, you're fired. You're fired, Wyatt. Wyatt?
Wait, let me get on the highway. I don't even have my keys out yet.
I think that's a good idea.